What is that one thing that you have? What is your staff, that one thing that you depend on? What is your boat that you're afraid to let go? What is it that makes you have comfort, that knows that you are in a good place? What is that? What is your boat? Well, you see, your boat is whatever pulls you away from the high adventure of extreme discipleship. Your boat is whatever it is, whatever pulls you away from the high adventure of extreme discipleship. So water walkers get out of the boat. Well, water walkers also expect problems. Water walkers expect problems. You see, let's think about this. In our Scripture, Peter abandons himself utterly to the power of Jesus. And suddenly, for the first time in history, an ordinary human being, just a plain old fisherman, folks, an ordinary human being is walking on water. Think about that for a minute. Who is Peter representing in this story? You and me. You see, God says, hey, you ordinary human beings out there, hello, hello. You can walk on water too if you just get out of your boat. Do you want to walk on water? Well, water walkers expect problems. Because we know that when Peter stepped out of the boat, that's not the end of the story, is it? That's not the end of the story. Peter takes his eyes off of Jesus and begins to focus on the storm and the wind and the waves, and he begins to sink. Now, wait a minute. Scripture says he begins to sink. Now, I was practically raised in a swimming pool, and there is not one time that I have ever began to sink. I couldn't even get that sentence out, and I would be sunk. Right? Has anyone here ever seen anyone begin to sink? No. But Peter, well, okay, on skis, yeah. But Peter, except I usually tumble several times. Peter, Scripture tells us, begins to sink. And you see, this is where I believe a lot of preachers that I've heard preach on this message take a left, when in reality, especially after reading a book like this, I wonder if they shouldn't have either gone straight or turned right. You see, because many times they build up Peter as a failure. Well, Peter took his eyes off Jesus. Yeah, wouldn't you do the same? Right? Don't we do the same would be a better question, wouldn't it? Don't we do the same? But you see, water walkers know that if you have the guts to step out of the boat, if you have the guts to step up to the plate, you may strike out. You know, the greatest hitters in the world strike out more than they ever hit the ball. And water walkers expect problems. They know, and that's part of it. It's unknown, isn't it? We don't know what's going to happen. Water walkers expect problems. And they have to trust that Jesus is going to be there to pull them up whenever those problems occur. The next thing we know is water walkers accept fear as the price of growth. Water walkers accept fear as the price of growth. You know, whenever Jamie and I, a few years ago, boy, it's been long ago now, but when we were asked to start a new church in O'Fallon, we were here north of Kansas City in a town called Plattsburgh, and I'll never forget whenever we were sitting at our kitchen table praying if God really wanted us to do this new church start. Because, see, we would go out there where we knew no one. We didn't know the preachers. Well, we knew one preacher who had just moved from the west side of the state out there, and that's the only person that we knew out there, right? We were going out there to a foreign land. That sounded kind of scriptural, didn't it? Yeah. We were going out there to a foreign land where we knew no one or nothing about that area, right? But on the other hand, we believed deeply that God was calling us to start new churches.